This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The field for the 2018 party primaries here in Texas is taking shape. The deadline for candidates to file is coming up, and since this month's Democratic victories in other states, political strategists have been trying to decipher what those wins mean for Texas. KUT's Ben Philpott has a look at the landscape so far.
It happens every 2 years. After decades of one-party Republican rule in Texas, the inevitable question is, will this election be different? Will Democrats do anything? So far, the answer has always been no. And if you're asking about statewide races, Rice University political scientist Mark Jones says the answer is still no.
The Democrats are having a very difficult time recruiting high-quality candidates to compete against Republican incumbents such as Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick, and Ken Paxton.
But drop down to the local races, like State House, and maybe you'll get a different answer. Jim Henson heads up the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin.
Well, I think it'll depend on what the final filings look like, but we know that in some of these districts, there are more Democratic candidates than we've seen in the past.
Okay, so more candidates, but does that mean a better shot of winning? Rice University's Jones says maybe, because the candidates are raising money.
In those districts, what we're seeing is high-quality Democratic candidates coming out of the woodwork to run in races that they think are winnable.
Ah, but how many winnable seats are there? Jones says not that many.
And the reality there is that because of the way the districts have been drawn, there are a good 80 to 85 Republican-held Texas House seats that simply aren't competitive under any scenario. Other than, you know, the candidate perhaps committing a felony right before the election.
UT's Jim Henson says there is actually one other outside factor that could affect races considered safe for Republicans.
There is a big wild card out there, and he's sitting in the White House, and you know, he continues to surprise as, you know, the time goes on.
Support for President Donald Trump wasn't great in the exit polling in the recent Virginia elections. And in an administration that seems to lurch from controversy to controversy, we've still got 11 months for the president and his actions to color the 2018 election. Ben Philpott, KUT News.